for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, graphologist, and sound therapist here at Illuminations. And just like always, we are back with another episode with another speaker. And for today, I have a very exciting topic for you all. So we all know that anytime we go through breakups or traumas in life or anything that's unfortunate, we feel very deeply. But what do we do with these emotions? And what happens after we move past these incidents? We never really think about it. So I have a very special guest with me today, and he will be enlightening us all about emotions and how physical disorders manifest in our body because of this. So on that note, our topic for today is why emotional balance matters for your health and how you can release your ancient blockages with Chinese energetic techniques. Isn't that a very fascinating topic? And I'm sure everyone's very excited to dive right in. So before that, let me just introduce your guest for today. His name is Marshall Nesselbusch. He is a Chinese energetics healing techniques practitioner and a time-space acupuncturist. So welcome to the show, Marshall. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for the welcome. It's a pleasure for me to introduce about this Chinese energetic vision and to help people as much as we can.
So I know that you were just visiting Dubai, but things have happened and now you are planning to stay here for a long term, correct? And I know everyone who's listening to you, if you're from Dubai, you should definitely get in touch with Marshall because he is going to blow our minds today about the magic that he's been doing in this world. So let's just dive right in, Marshall. So please tell us about these emotions that we carry due to things that we go through in life. What really happens and how do they manifest as physical disorders in the body?
Yeah, okay. So let's start maybe with a little introduction about Chinese energetic, which is based on the theory of yin and yang.
Okay.
And the five elements. And this two theory shows that everything that comes from the creation has been designed to be well balanced and to work in somehow in a perfect way. And our disorder, physical, emotional and mental disorders, they come because there is some unbalance in this system. And emotion, according to Chinese energetics, plays 90% of the root cause of any disorder is based to emotions.
Wow.
To overload of emotion, to difficulty to manage emotion.
90%?
90%, yeah.
Wow, that's a big number.
That's a very big number, yeah. So, and why? Because usually we are not being taught how to deal with our emotion.
Correct.
We do not first recognize what's going on inside. Sometimes we understand, and all the emotions then manifest in a different way in our body. We can feel it.
Yeah.
But the first step is to recognize it. So first of all, we don't recognize it. Then when we understand that something is going inside, then we do not accept it. We don't want to accept that something is manifesting inside and maybe drive us out of our balance. So we repress it. And this is when stagnation comes into the body, because then it's like overload of energy, overload of electricity inside the body, because we do not accept them, so we cannot release them. So it means that it's like in the electrical system of a house. If there is an overload of energy, everything crashes down.
Oh my God, that's a great analogy. I never thought about it that way. You're right, because especially in moments where we don't know how to manage these emotions that we're feeling, it's very interesting how you mentioned that we end up repressing it. And we think repression, the way we deal with that emotion is by ignoring it, but that's actually repression. And the more we repress, it just crashes in one way or another. And the way it crashes, that's how physical disorders are formed. Is that correct?
It's completely correct. It's like we repress it, so the box becomes more full.
So you mentioned that Chinese medicine is based on the natural elements of the earth and the imbalance of these elements, right?
Yeah.
So looking at it from a very logical perspective, from the skeptical mind that a lot of people now view, especially if they're not aware of this,
yeah,
how do we know what the imbalance is, or how do we know what the combination of these elements are within our body, and do we all have the same combination? What is it like? Let me know what that is.
yeah. So when we born, we have all different constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are not equal regarding the situation that we live. We are not equal from the strength we are and the weakness we are.
Mm.
We have. And this, we take it into account also during consultation with like the astrological chart. So it means that with your date, time and location of birth, we can have a chart telling us that your constitution is more regarding wood, fire, metal, earth or water. And so it means that you, when you have been designed, you have some elements which are weak. You have some elements which are strong. So when you know it, you have a better way to balance it. But let's explain it in a way of this like five element theory.
Yes, please.
So five element. Let's go back like few thousand years ago when this like old Chinese, they made this theory. They were in the nature and they understand that the wood will create the fire.
Yeah.
That the fire, the ashes of the fire, of the burned wood, will nourish earth. That inside this earth, there are minerals, metals that will be created. The water which flow underground is nourished through this mineral. And then the water, when it's nourished with mineral, create the wood, helps new growth of wood. So
it's a cycle.
Generating cycle. This is what we call generating cycle. But if there is only this generating cycle, it's like only accelerating.
Mm.
So it will damage himself. But inside this generating cycle, there is also a controlling cycle. I mean that metal can cut the wood, that water can turn off the fire. So there is this also in controlling cycle, which create homeostasy.
Mm.
That each element have a mother, each element have a son, and each element has a controlling element. So it can be only always in balance.
So it's all about how components interact with one another.
Exactly. And this is the law of the nature. Even scientists today, they accept this model as like a perfect model of homeostasy.
And this makes absolute sense. So which means, since we are all we all have unique constitutions, which means not all kinds of food will go with our bodies, which means we would have to be very specific with what we eat. And this whole concept, okay, of you need X amount of calories, X amount of protein, and da-da-da, it's a very archaic way of thinking then.
Exactly.
Like a very limited way of thinking then.
Exactly. And food is one example, but again, emotion is another.
Ooh, in what way?
And in the way that for each element, is linked to an organ, and each organ is linked to an emotion.
Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, we can give example. It's like wood is related to liver and to the emotion of anger. So let's say that my constitution is like very strength of wood.
Uh-huh.
I will have a natural way to go to anger. So if I understand this, I can accept, first of all, myself, that it's not something not natural. Okay, this is my normal constitution, and I can understand that, and then I can find some way to control my anger, but not to repress my anger, because I know that this is my natural way. And I also know that this anger comes when I cannot express myself, because the wood is like growth going outside. It's like the root going out of the ground.
Yeah.
So I will get anger when my plant cannot grow, when situation in my life doesn't let me to grow. So I will choose some profession according to it. I will choose relation according to it.
Oh, wow. So if you are with a partner, let's say, that is the opposite element. So what would an opposite element of wood be?
Controlling will be metal.
Metal, okay. So let's say if a wood wants to grow, but you're with a partner who is dominant with metal, then it can be very conflicting. Or as if you're in a job that is very much... with a boss that's very much like authoritative, that will be conflicting as well.
Exactly.
So it's without you understanding this and realizing it, you could go years staying in the wrong place with the wrong person and just absolutely deteriorating.
Exactly.
Oh my.
And also, so another example is with earth element is stomach and spleen, digestion. And this is related to anxiety. So many people, they come and say, okay, I have some digestive disorder. I take some medicine. We tried everything, but still still I have like digestion disorder.
Yeah.
And then we will ask them, but how does affect stress affect you? How is your anxiety? Are you ruminating some always the same stories? And then we can help them to change it, to understand that this is a root cause, actually, of their digestion problem. So they can, the problem is not, it will be not solved with outside elements, but how to manage yourself from the inside.
So my question now is, this makes absolute sense to me, but why hasn't this been implemented in the medical industry? Why isn't this a normal thing when we're looking at physical disorders these days?
One thing is, again, it belongs to old tradition. So somehow this knowledge has been lost on the way. And also our techniques are like the Chinese way of treating people. Actually, in the ancient time, you do not pay your doctor when you are in good health. You pay because your doctor because your doctor take care of you, and so actually his job is that you don't become ill because you always are in balance. So also, now we don't have this relation with our doctor. We only go to the doctor when we are ill, when there is a problem.
Yeah.
But actually, the fact is to strengthen our system when everything goes well. Yeah. We need to balance ourselves on a daily basis so our body stays strong. So that this, let's say, self-healing process, self-regulation process is always on. But for this, again, we need to have like balance of food, alimentation, balance of emotion, balance of thought, balance of sleep.
Wow.
And our modern lifestyle doesn't bring us in this direction.
I love that you touch based on lifestyle now. So can you tell us a little bit more about the kind of lifestyle choices that people have today and how that's contributing to the imbalance in emotions and physical disorders?
Mm-hmm. First of all, it's about diet, food. Even like in Europe, like the old philosopher, old Greek guys, in India, the same, the first ancestor of medicine, they told that the food that you eat will cure you or will kill you. And nowadays, we don't have a lot of opportunity to have fresh food.
Mm.
Because the question of food is like the vibration of food.
Mm.
So it needs to be fresh. So we need to eat the food the soonest after it has been harvested. But usually the food that we eat come from somewhere out of the world and take like some weeks to come to our...
And it's probably injected with...
Injected with many things, so there is no more life inside. Mm. And so this will affect us. Also, second, the moment of the lunch. Usually we don't take so much time. But again, it's a full process. It's a full natural process. So it requires its time. It's like growing a plant or growing a vegetable. You can try to pull on the carrot, but it will not grow faster. And the same for our lunch. If we don't take time, the process of digestion will go so fast that the element inside the food that we eat don't have time to enter in our body.
And this is probably one of the reasons why we have a lot of these deficiencies.
Completely. So first of all, empty food, and then don't take enough time to let our body process
and absorb these minerals and vitamins.
Exactly. And we have many people saying, I don't understand, I have this deficiency, mm-hmm. but I eat organic food and vegan and this and this. And the question is not about only the food you eat, but the moment.
How you eat it.
Exactly. The moment that you eat, yeah.
Oh, wow. And can you tell us a little bit about the combinations of food that that go well together and that don't go well together?
This is very depending on each person because we have different constitution. So there is no... This is also something... What we read in magazines saying that, yeah, you should eat this, mm-hmm. you should not eat that, this is good for you, this is not good.
Because there's so much information out there, like you have no idea what's right, what's wrong. There are people who say, go for a keto diet, you have to eat meat, you have to have X amount of fat and protein, but then you also have vegans who are extremely anemic and X, Y, and Z. So what do we do and where do we start?
Listen to ourselves, and that's the most important, is to listen to ourselves. It's first of all, do I have pleasure? Something which is also forgotten in our life in general. Do I have pleasure? Do I have pleasure in what I eat? Do I have pleasure in what I do? Do I have pleasure in my profession? Do I have pleasure in the relation I have with people? Do I have really pleasure when I go out Saturday evening and doing I don't know what kind of thing?
And why is this important? What does that do to our body when there's this element of pleasure in things that we do?
Pleasure, and it's like love, like joy. This is the most powerful feelings we can have. And this, all our cells will vibrate and it's like sun inside. The light will become from inside. And actually, that's the real power. The real power doesn't come from the aliments. It's come from our emotion. And this, I can give you an example. It's sometime we go out of a week. We are very tired after like 5 days, 6 days of work. But we meet our best friend and somehow our battery is full. And then, but 5 minutes before, we were completely out, ready to sleep for a full weekend.
Absolutely.
But we meet our friend and boom, our heart beat. The sun comes inside, the joy comes inside and the battery becomes full.
Mm.
So yeah, the emotion, the power of emotion and the power of thought is the most powerful that we can have. So that's why we should really carefully choose our action on a daily basis. Mm. What brings me joy in my life?
Yeah.
Who brings me joy in my life? Which places bring me real joy? Do I do it because it's nice to make it and then I can post some nice picture on Instagram? Or do I meet these people because it has been told that, yeah, they are nice people? Or do I really feel inside? Do I really enjoy my moment?
Mm.
And also, do I really live the moment? Because this is what we can experience now with social media and like mobile phone. It's people, they are doing something, but actually they are not in the moment. They are in a restaurant, but actually they are out. They are spending time with friends, but actually they are on social media. Their mind is out.
Yeah.
They are spending time with their family, and the same. They do not like take the love.
So there's no presence.
Exactly. So we are not in the moment, and then we are completely unbalanced. And then we lie to ourselves. Because we are doing something, but we are not inside. And this, our body understands.
Tell me more about this, because I know before we started this podcast, you touched base on something which is very important, which is living in a way where, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said where what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and what we're doing is in alignment. So tell me a little bit more about this, and why is it important?
It's important.
And how does the body know?
The body is like part of the creation. It's one of the most intelligent things in this planet. You know how to self-regulate. You know, every morning we wake up in one piece. And the heart beat by itself. The breathing go by itself. The digestion process go by itself. You know, there is no other thing in this planet
Very
which
true.
Is so much intelligent. So our brain is not the most intelligent part inside ourselves. And so there is a consciousness inside our body which is much more powerful. So sometimes we can trick ourselves with brain and with stories from our brain. But
find logic to make it, you know, feel right, but deeply it's not.
Exactly. So we can show off something, but when deeply inside we do not feel good, the body knows it. And this is when there's an imbalance comes. And then the disorder in this self-regulation process disappear. And then this is when the physical disorder comes. Pain comes, digestion problem comes, breathing problem comes.
So your body is actually speaking to you whenever you have physical disorders.
Exactly. Any kind of physical disorder, any kind of headache, any kind of pain is like an alarm. It's like when there is fire in our room, there is like the alarm saying that, oh, there is a fire inside. Mm. And usually what we do not listen to it. We take the alarm, we throw it away, we don't want to accept it, or we take pills to remove the pain. But it's not because we throw the alarm out of the room that there is no more fire in the room.
Mm.
So the fire is still inside. And then it will go out some days after, or it can take another form in couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years. And then we don't understand why these things come, but actually it's just because we didn't listen the first alarm.
Oh my God, this makes so much sense. So what can people do as a starting point? Like, where do people start? What is one lifestyle change that people can do on a daily basis to just begin to come into balance?
So for me, it's pleasure. Take pleasure. Just think about what makes you happy. When you wake up in the morning, think about what you like, what makes you happy, even for your breakfast. Don't look at the magazine saying what you should eat. Take the things that make you really happy about eating and take time to make it.
Mm.
Enough time in your day that makes you happy. If you like to dance, start your day with 5 minutes of dancing, and then all your day will change, because your day will not start with, I have like a project to do, I have a phone call to do, I will be late on these things. No, I start something that makes me happy. So again, all my cells, they will be happy the moment I wake up, and then they will keep this energy and they will drive ourselves in the day. they will remember that, okay, I took care of myself, I listened to me. Mm. And then also it's a chance for us to stop to make things that we don't like. And more we have like this 5 minutes slot in our day. So let's say I like to dance, I like to listen music, I like to read. I take 5 minutes in a day. So it means I will have 15 minutes of pleasure in my day. So I have infused myself with like this powerful energy. And then when I have 15 minutes, more and more I want to have more. Because I understand the imbalance, the contrast between my moment of pleasure and my moment when I open a computer and I have 50 emails to answer. Yeah. And then my brain starts to burn. And then I will think about, yeah, but does it really make sense for me to work in a computer like 10 hours a day?
But isn't it so fascinating, the level of honesty, presence, awareness that you would need to really look at your life without judgment and really see what exactly are we doing on a daily basis that's actually giving us pleasure, or how much of the activities that we do in our life it's not pleasurable, right? Because maybe the truth is quite sad to accept. And I know you spoke a lot about accepting, but let's say for someone who is they're listening to this podcast, and after all of this and they reflect, they are living a life where it's not pleasurable. They're probably not working the job that they like, but it's something that needs to be done for their survival. What can people do to begin to accept the reality? Because that is the first step, right? So how can we start accepting something that is hard to accept?
Yeah, that's exactly the first step. It's to be honest with ourselves and self-honesty regarding ourselves. And again, acceptance is the first step of change.
I love that.
So that's you don't need to do more. First, accept, be true to yourself. And then again, a process will start. So we do not force ourselves, because also that's for me, sometimes I don't like with motivation stuff and coaching things. It's like, yeah, you are a super champion and change everything in 10 weeks. No, take time.
Mm.
Take time, respect yourself, respect your cycle. Of course, it's not easy.
Mm.
But also, don't try to change everything in 2 weeks or in 2 months or maybe in 2 years. But at least see in long term how you feel. You will feel happy if you reach your new life in 5 years.
Yeah.
So not to be too much hurry. This is also a big problem. We are not patient.
The lack of patience in this society and this kind of lifestyle that we live.
Yeah. So first of all is accepting where we are, and also the second thing is to forgive ourselves.
Interesting.
Not to judge ourselves. So, why I did this choice? Why this? Why that? Not to blame ourselves. We need to care about ourselves, you know, and not to blame ourselves. So, okay, no problem. This is where I am. Now I realize where I am. And this is my starting point. But if I blame myself, I cannot move.
Yeah.
But if I forgive myself, if I forgive people, if I forgive situations that brought me here, no problem.
Yeah.
And also, then we step out of this situation.
Yeah.
And then we understand. And all this journey from when we born to now when we realize and we accept is experience. So we learn so many things. So all these things, then it will be like strength.
Yeah.
And saying that, oh, I went through all this episode of my life, all this challenge, and I'm still here. So now I find that I want to have a new direction. I also know that I have all this strength and power inside, because I have been through all these things. It was difficult, but now if I take pleasure, if I go in my direction, it will go faster. And I will enjoy this process.
So what you're saying is learning to look at the lessons.
Yeah.
And this is something that not a lot of people realize, especially when you are in the self-judgment, self-blame, but really having the guts to look at the lessons.
Yeah, and the bright side of life. So it's always like the yin and yang. In the night, we always have the stars.
Mm.
So even in our deepest darkness, in our deepest fear, in our deepest sadness, there is some light somewhere. And this is the most important, is to see these positive things.
I love that you said that. And I love the analogies that you're using. This is so impactful and powerful. And before we end this talk, I really want to touch base on one more point, which is what you mentioned earlier, which is time-space acupuncture.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before, and I'm really curious about this.
Yeah, and I will go to this topic, and I just wish also to explain that Chinese energetic technique will also help to people to faster recover from their past emotion, from their pain, from the blockage of emotion, like emotional shock, and also all this mental overload. So it will help them to make a reset. So help them to have like better battery,
mm-hmm.
full battery, and also the heavy loads that are difficult. We say, oh no, I don't have energy.
Yeah.
This is too heavy for me. So going through like this kind of session will help them to feel more light and to recharge also themselves. Because what people say after sessions is their sleep is better.
Mm.
Their digestion is better. Their how they feel in their head is much quiet. So it means that also when you have more battery, where you are more quiet in your mind, you have more clarity.
Yeah.
So you can also take better decision. So when you take better decision, you are more focused, and you don't want to spend your energy for unuseful thing anymore.
Absolutely.
So this is one extremely powerful technique to help people in their life. And actually, I never made that advertising. I practiced for 5 years in France. I never made that advertising about my practice. It's like word of mouth that bring people to me. And usually when people, they knock at my door, it's that they are in a point in their life, they want to make a significant change, but they don't find the resources. They know that there is something to do, but they don't find the resources. Mm. And then magic makes that, okay, this is when we meet. Because if we meet a little earlier, I cannot help them too much. But usually we met at the right moment where it's time to have like the wind in our back, and that life help us to make the thing more easy.
It just shows like, you know, how aligned not you as a practitioner, but also the client needs to be. And there is the right time for everything in life. And it's just having the faith that you will find the resources that you need, and things are happening for you, not to you.
Exactly. And we help people to get into this big cycle of life again. Yeah. So that, again, the energy of life, wind will push them in the back so they can go in the right direction.
So you can also imagine if you are aligned within your physical body, you can just imagine what that does to your external reality as well, whether it's relationships, work, and whatever in life, right?
Exactly, because what we live from outside is only the reflection of what we live inside. So when we help people to release what there is inside, and when we help them to become more aligned, everything around them will completely change.
Yeah.
The opportunity will change, the relation will change, many things will change without the need of struggling. That's everything amazing. Will be like quite easy.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Marshall.
And you want me to...
Yes, I was just going to say...
Time-space acupuncture, this is like a technique where we work on based on date, time, and location. So any event, any difficult event that you live through your life, breakup relation, accident, aggression... Anything that one day you felt frozen at this moment, every moment that you felt completely shake, every moment that you felt that nervous breakdown, just like, yeah, with the time, date and location, we will stimulate like 3, 4, 5 points, and it will help to open the gate of this stagnation of energy, which is linked to the emotion of this moment. The gate will open, and the heavy load of emotion will be completely released. And I have like strong example with in France in 2015, where some bombing in Paris.
Yeah.
And I met many people. I come from Strasbourg. Some people came from Paris to Strasbourg to meet. And after one session, the emotional charge they had, because after this thing, being witness of these things, it was difficult for them to be in metro, to be within the crowd.
And
one session was enough to help them. So many examples like this with relation breakup, with car accident, people could not take car anymore.
Yeah.
One session, then they take the car and the fear is released.
And what about in relationships? So like when you do this for someone who's just gone through a breakup, let's say, what does that do for a person after the session?
It helps a person to step out, to have like more distance, emotional distance with the other person. So usually what we do is we work also with the date, time and location of birth of the partner, of the husband, of the wife. So this helps also. It's a work also with like children, mother, parents problem. So we take the birthday of the children and we stimulate the point on the mother, and then it helps also to release these things. And it works also with like transgenerational problems.
So ancestor, anything that that you carry that's being passed on through your ancestors.
Exactly. We will take time, date, time and location of birth of your parents, grandparents, and we will stimulate this on your body. And will help us to release what you got.
So does this mean that, is this a sign that even though you are just like, you know, it's your body, your energy, but you also carry the energy of every person that you interact with?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the energetical system is sharing, you know, it's everything goes through. So this is why we really need to care about place we go, people we meet, how we interact with people, and especially also with sexual relation. So there is a lot of energy exchange, and your partner also carry a lot of energy of maybe past relations. So this will affect you also directly.
This is so fascinating. Yeah. So before we end the show, is there one tip that you can share with people on a day that they could use on a daily basis to just clean their energy, just reset? What is one practice that people can start doing?
As I mentioned, it's find what you like, find what you love, and do it. Really dance, listen music, go to run, but do it fully. Don't go to a gym to push ups and to overload yourself with challenges.
Yeah.
Really do the thing with what you like.
And so pleasure.
Pleasure. And spend even 5 minutes, even 10 minutes, whatever, but pleasure will completely reset your body. And this is another topic we can discuss also about like stimulating the emotional intelligence of the body. When there is joy inside, there is like biochemical changes in our body. So we can discuss this on another session.
I am so, so excited to have you again, because there's so much we can unpack, but unfortunately our time is up for today. Thank you so much, Marshall. It truly has been a pleasure talking to you. It really has. And thank you to all the listeners who have been listening to us and watching us all this time. And I will be back. We will be back for another episode another time. So until then, take care and live light.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.